It's 6 p.m. You are tuned to WMBR Cambridge, and we're doing things a little differently today because we have Paul here. He was an airtime pledger. You may have, if you're a longtime listener, you may have heard him on the air before. He always does a great job, and we'll just turn this right over to him.
Thank you, Lisa. And I want to also thank WMBR for offering a premium like no other. I've been listening to WMBR for years, and I didn't realize that when I made a pledge, if I made a large enough pledge, in return, not only would I get a T-shirt or coffee mug or something like that, and there's nothing wrong with imprinted items, I have to say that, but you could also get an hour of airtime on your favorite show. So I've become somewhat of an addict. This is my fifth year. I had to go and look that up. I did it in 2010. And back when I did the 2010 show, I played nothing but really short punk rock songs. And I think I picked 20 CDs and ran out of material and had to run back into the library to fetch some more material. And I decided that's not going to happen this time. Instead, I'm playing some really long songs. The shortest song I'll be playing for you is 7 minutes and 50 seconds. And in my first set, which will consist of only two songs, I'll be playing some tracks that I heard for the first time right here at WMBR. I think it was on Breakfast of Champions. I'm not 100% sure, but the first track I'm going to play for you was produced right here in Cambridge. The band is called The Reports, and the song is Dynamo Cambridge.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
That was 14 and a half minutes of pure musical glory, as far as I'm concerned. That was a song so long, it took two bands to do it. It was 764 Hero teaming up with Modest Mouse. Evidently, they toured together, and at the end of a show, they would get together and jam, and eventually they fine-tuned it into that that song. Whenever You See Fit was the name of the track, and again, I heard it for the very first time, I believe, on Breakfast of Champions right here on WMBR. The next tune that I was going to play is a sentimental favorite of mine. The first time Mary ever came over to my apartment, I decided I was going to try to impress her and play something really cool. And I had just picked up this CD at Disc Diggers in Somerville and had a number of names that will sound familiar to you. Alan Vega, Alex Chilton, and Ben Vaughn. It was released on Henry Rollins' record label back in 1996, and somewhat hard to find. I think I bought it without having heard a track. I just thought it was so unique. I just had to purchase it. Anyway, the name of the album is Cubist Blues, and the name of the track I'm going to play is Fat City. City's here.
there's that old plumbing line staring at you. That's what you look at. Yeah, they call this Fat City.
Fat City.
Fat City.
Fat City. Yeah, finger slam, baby. Finger slam, baby. Face in the ass. Again and again.
Fat City.
It's happening.
hard to believe the hour is over, but it is. And I thank everyone for listening. I know my brother Mike is listening out in L.A. and Curtis in North Carolina and a number of other people. Let me just tell you very quickly what we heard. That was Polvo doing El Rocío. I actually made sure to look up the pronunciation because I know my sister-in-law, Ileana, is listening. Before that, Public Image Limited did Pop Tones. And we started out this set with Alan Vega, Alex Chilton, and Ben Vaughn doing Fat City from Cubist Blues. Thank you again, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Lisa, for having me in for an hour. And we now return you to the James Dean Death Car Experience.
Well, we've actually been here on the James Dean Death Car Experience now for an hour, but now we're going to switch to the different gear. We're going to put on Twink in the background because Twink has a new record out called Critter Club. And so we'll have the xylophones start up here in a second. But it is 7 p.m. You are tuned to WMBR Cambridge. And we're going to start this hour of the Death Car with Cold Beat. This is their new record called Over Me. We're going to hear a track from it called UV.